Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and as always, we have a wonderful guest to share their story with you. Today we have Arnold Cavedo out of Dripping Springs, Texas, and his story is that he's just starting to build his portfolio up. He's in the beginning stages, so it's good to speak to someone that's going through that process in the beginning. Arnold, welcome to the show.
Hey, Del. Appreciate spending time with you this morning.
Well, let's start at the very, very beginning. 1990. I see in your bio here, way, way back in 1990. I mean, I don't even know how many years ago that was. We're 25 now, so that'd be 35 years ago. You said you were looking into real estate investing. Tell us what was going on in your mind way back then, and then what happened.
There was folks that were going into that I knew that were selling like foreclosures and stuff in San Diego area. And I'm going to jump us forward to it was about 98. 98, we were, I had buddies that were with selling foreclosures. I was looking into the properties, and I was going to all those seminars, learning about how to do different strategies in real estate. And so I was, understanding and believing how the concepts could work. And, but I was also, 26 years old, and, I worked for this well-known company and just got into management. And, so pretty green and, nervous about the real estate market. So I even had a foreclosure that I could have grabbed for 106, but it had a cracked slab, and it just scared me out of it. I wish I would have jumped on that back then. So basically understood the idea of how to, buy a rental and or a foreclosure and rehab it and, receive the gains from that.
You kind of inferred in your bio that you had taken some real estate courses, but you just weren't able to understand it enough or didn't feel safe enough or didn't get enough of the intricate information you needed. Give me, why was it that these courses, what did they not bring to you that you needed to get going?
Gotcha. Okay. So that was the big letdown is, I even paid for one, spent a few grand for this one. And, they offered all this help and, we were going to be able to call people and all this. That all just fell through. I pursued it. I tried getting the connections. Nothing ever transpired. And so, so then I started trying to figure it out on my own. I figured what any man can do, another man can do. So I'm trying to figure it out. But I'm also raising a family. I, at that time had my oldest daughter. And I had gotten married, and we had had a child together, my wife and I, Mary. And so I'm green, learning about life, figuring things out, right? And so I'm asking realtors as I meet them. So I sell glasses. So I get to meet people all day long, and I strike up conversations. And I would meet realtors, mortgage brokers, the whole gamut of people in real estate. And I would ask them about these things. How do I find hard money? How do I find properties that are, distressed? And it was like nobody knew. It was like this big secret. So life got in the way. You're building your life and your career. And so we made some decisions and moved out to Austin, Texas in 2006. And so I made some money from buying my own properties, my own residence in California, and moved out here. And so I had a little money and I was going to look for duplexes, and I found duplexes, but I really didn't have any guidance or any, there was no realtor that understood. It was like, I was going to have to do a conventional loan, you know, and it was just, I just had no guidance, no mentor. And so, and I saw that there was these groups that you could, join in that held little seminars and stuff, but, you know, just busy with life. It was like, I just really wasn't able to make the time for those things. And they seemed so hokey. I was just kind of jaded from, between multi-marketing, seminars and real estate stuff, and nothing ever transpired. I pretty much just put it on the back burner, and over the years kept talking to people, and I still had the idea of being able to utilize real estate to grow. I really didn't even have a vision of what I could possibly do. I just knew that that was an asset that would be something that would help in the future.
Okay. So we're going to get into what you learned in additional information you learned by joining Lifestyles in the next segment. What I'd like to do now is skip all the way to the end of your bio where you talked about you have this vision in your mind now, this plan, which is, I'm going to just give you a little insight into what I'm looking for so you can clarify it, was that your single family housing is how you're going to replace your earned income. Your multifamily passive income is like a 401k. Expound on that.
Okay. Yeah. So, so I took my 401k and, was able to get the funds to have the means so that I can move forward. And then as I've been purchasing, I really enjoy doing the single family side of it, and I could see myself doing that as a job. You know, and it's not a job, but it's just something that I kind of enjoy. So the other side of it is I like analyzing stuff. I have always played with the market. You know, I have my own E-Trade accounts, and I would mess around with my 401k and try to increase my returns. So learning multifamily and learning how to analyze that is also something that I enjoy doing. And so I kind of looked at me earning my income to be real estate retired with the single family homes and bringing in enough to be able to jump into at least, you know, maybe bring 25-50K to opportunities that arise in the multifamily side. And those are the things that I know that as I build, it seems to me that it's best to have like a rotating, you know, maybe 10 to 20 multifamily deals going each year. And so I'll just keep adding to my quote unquote portfolio of multifamily homes, getting to know all the jockeys in that area. And then just, you know, analyzing. But between that and, you know, picking up single family homes here and there, I think that would be a good, I could see myself doing that for a while unless I move into an IRO.
I want to take you back to, how did you first hear about Lifestyles Unlimited?
So what happened was I was working beside a manager, and she and I was talking about real estate because it's something that I've always wanted to get into. And she turned to me and says, you know what? I have just joined this group, and, you know, they really offer all kinds of help and mentoring. And I was like, okay, cool. You know, I've heard people tell me things like that before, and nothing ever really came of it for them. And, it piqued my interest, and we talked. And so I kind of was fishing. I was like, well, you know, started talking about hard money and finding properties with that are the kind of position in the position we want them in order to purchase. And she was receptive, and she understood what I was talking about. And I went, oh, okay, cool. And I watched her, basically kept talking to her over the several months. And and just watched her journey. And as she started to pick up properties, I'm like, oh boy, this is the real deal. So, so I needed to see it for myself. And so about, February, I went to February 2023, I went to a case study with them and Austin. And then, and I definitely, I was like, okay, I understand what everybody's talking about here. This is, you know, what it totally interests me. So I took the, four-day online and kind of got through the first day. It was like, okay, I understand, you know, this all makes sense, and I learned some new stuff. And but the second section, you know, for normally the second day, about the multifamily, was blew me away. I was just like, the forced appreciation was like it. I was if you can do that. And the way that we are at this well-known company, and our standard is very high. And so I can see coming into a place and you know, looking at it, analyzing it, and figuring out how to make it run better, more efficient. So the whole concept of multifamily and the fact that it's set up that way, I was just like, why doesn't everybody do this? I just didn't make sense to me. And so I right away had to pursue finding a way to join. And so that's what happened.
So when you joined up, the first class you took was the four part.
Signed up as a Freedom, took the four part online. And then I was, cause I have eight kids. I have, you know, a good life, a good job, but it takes all my time. And as a manager, you know, we work 9 hours a day, you know, sometimes 6 days a week. And so it's hard to make time to do anything, really. And so I just had found it difficult to pull away and to take a weekend off. And but when I finally did, it was with Chris Wyatt. And, you know, when he explains everything, it's, you know, it fit with me and my lifestyle. I'm also very devoted to my religion and my Lord Jesus Christ. And so I was also praying about everything, and everything was falling in line. And the opportunity started to open up of me being able to. The biggest thing was my wife saying okay to the 401k situation.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So let's talk about you came out of the 4 day. Did you go right into buying something, or did you hesitate?
Oh, I had to get my money first out of my 401k in order to do anything. So that took me a good 6 months. And there was some resistance that my lawyer did a good job navigating through. So I didn't get to sign up as a PIG, a preferred investor, until August. And then once I did, I jumped right into it and started taking all the classes, all the single family classes. I did the multifamily and got certified. And so not only did I jump into purchasing properties, I also bought. I have three multifamily deal or passive deals, but I started when I was looking around at all the opportunities. I was really liking the numbers that I saw in Kansas City, and I had been visiting San Antonio, being close to there, and looking at properties, but just the numbers weren't where I kind of wanted them, and also what I was imagining them to be. And so when I was looking into Kansas City, I had to get over purchasing from far away. So I started, you know, trying to pursue more information through Lifestyles on how to do that, how to go about that. And
I think that's probably a pretty good place to take a break, okay, Arnold? Because yeah. When we come back, we'll talk about that. That's a whole concept in itself, this concept of living one place and buying another place. Also, I want to, when we come back, get into your first deal. How did it actually go down? So there's a lot more I want to cover with you. We're going to take a short break now, and we'll be back with Arnold Cavedo and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
To creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Arnold Cavedo out of Dripping Springs, Texas. As we went to break, I wanted him to come back and discuss a couple of different items. The first one I want to discuss is the fact that he lives in Dripping Springs, Texas, which is close to Austin, if you don't know where that is, center of Texas, but he bought in Kansas City. So let's talk about, first of all, why you chose to do that and then how you were able to do that.
Well, let's see. So I was doing some of the single family road shows online. And I was seeing the numbers that, and then every now and then a blast would come out up there. And I was concerned about the market. And if I lost equity, I wanted to still have some equity in there. So I wanted as much equity as I could get. And the other thing was to get through any tough times, you need the cash flow. And so I wanted a decent amount of cash flow coming in as well. And so some of the properties that were coming out up there were bringing in, you know, 45, 50 equity and cash flowing, you know, $300-$400. So
when you say 45, 50, is that 45 to 50,000 in equity capture or is that 45, 50% return?
No, I'm talking dollars, not percentages. Yeah, it was 45 to 50K in equity. And so, so that's what I figured. If the market went down a certain percentage, I'd still have, you know, even if it went down 20% or whatever, I'd still have some equity in the property. And I know that it's going to turn around eventually. So I just needed to survive through that time. So the cash flow was going to be of highest importance for me. So the first deal, I was going to make about 45 or 50 and exactly the same, like 350 to 450 a month cash flow. And after rehabbing it, I came in a little higher on the appraisal. So I'm at 55K on that property. And 525 is what the rents went up from the time that I had originally looked into it. So we're looking at 525 I'll be getting out of that property.
So I want to be clear about this because you're not explaining it quite clear enough for brand new people. You're not getting 525 rent. You're getting a positive cash flow after your mortgage payment, taxes, and insurance.
Yes.
Of 525. Yes. Am I correct in that?
That's exactly right. Yes.
All right. Just want to make that clear. So that's your take home. That's what you get to keep.
Yes, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's like having somebody doing a part-time job for me.
All right. Let's try to do a little radio math here. What kind of a out-of-pocket did you have on this deal?
So It ended up being about $15K. The closing cost was almost or a little bit above $10,000, and I put in $5,000.
All right. So now what I'm looking at is on $15K. Like I said, this is radio math. It's a terrible thing to do. Nobody on the radio wants to watch us do math. But let's go ahead and do this. Let's say we take 15,000 divided by 55,000. Or is it 55,000 divided by 15? Might be 55 divided by 15,000. 366% return. Ooh, that's pretty good. Let's take our cash flow. You said the cash flow was 525?
Yeah.
Times 12, that's 6,300, right? And 15,000 divided by 6,300, 15. Whoop, that didn't work. I hit the wrong button. 15,000 divided by 6,300, or is it the other way around? I think it's the other way around. 6,300 divided by 15,000, not 150,000, 15,000. That's a 42% cash-on-cash return. So made 300-plus percent on your captured equity and 42% on your cash flow. That's pretty good numbers. Were you excited about that? Was that good enough for you?
Oh, man. Yeah. It's amazing. And I mean, where can you put park $15K and make that kind of return? Nowhere. So then I just wanted to do it again. My next deal is even better. So,
oh really? Let's go through the next deal then.
So then the next one was a, duplex, and it finalized at, 60K. And
captured equity, is that what you
captured equity?
Okay, 60K equity. Okay.
Now this took 25K to get into, so it was like 12.5 a door.
Okay.
And then 700 cash flow.
Okay, that's between both of them together.
Correct.
All right, so let's do a little radio math here on that. 700 clear. 700 times 12. That's $8,400 a year. And you had how much out of pocket on this? 25,000. All right. So we got 60,000. Well, that didn't work. 60,000 divided by 25,000. And that's 2.4. That's 240% gain. Not bad.
This one and is the cash flow.
The cash flow, we're going to look that up right now. So the cash flow is 8,400 divided by 25,000. And that's a 33.6% return.
And then the third one went to 75K equity.
Wow.
And that one was 15K with earnest money and closing costs. And the cash flow on that ended up being 525 as well. So as well as the first one. So that one's still at 42% cash flow, but made another $20,000 on equity.
No doubt.
15K. Yeah.
No doubt. That's quite a bit there. 15,000. Wow. Unbelievable. So we got 75,000 on gain equity. Man, that's some good numbers.
Yeah. Well, and the learning process through this whole thing is, it's helped me to see the deals a little bit better. You know, my fourth one ended up being, just as good as my first one. But it's taught me, and just the being able to go back through the education and have the reminders, and then now the actual experience has just been phenomenal, and especially the new education that's come out has been excellent. So,
well, that last one there that you just gave us was 500% captured equity return. That's unbelievable. I mean, five times what you put into. You put 15,000 in it, you made 75,000. That's a 500% gain. That's just unbelievable. I want to take us down a different path. When you go to pick your passive deals, are you more interested in the jockey or the horse? In other words, the lead investor or the deal itself? Which one's more important to you and why?
Okay, so the jockey for me has to meet certain criteria, just as the horse does. But the horse can be analyzed and is what it is. The jockey is the one, the factor, as the human element always is. And I want somebody that, somebody I would want to work with, somebody that I would hire or work for. So to me, that's the most important. Somebody that has integrity and is in it for the right reasons. I've found people that are doing it for what they can bring to the world, how they can help other people, for the community. And generally, if somebody's doing it for that purpose, then they're going to do a great job no matter what. They're looking for more than just numbers. And those are the operators I like to work with and that I want to be around. You learn as you go, and having gone to the last expo, it's just amazing to be able to have that opportunity. And I know it's part of what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to know the people that we invest with. And so that's what makes it lifestyle so awesome and worth being a part of the community, is that, you got to grow together, and you got to be, it's important to have a family atmosphere, or at least a community that is caring for each other with the same mind and spirit. And so I find that, having come from Costco, it was a very small company when I started, 28 years ago, and it's grown into a huge corporation. So, it'll be interesting to see if it's able to keep the culture the way it was. But little things like that we came up with as employees was one team, one fight, the camaraderie, always do the right thing, little mantras, little sayings that we have through Costco. And it's kind of grassroots grown from within. And I think with a lot of your Dell-isms and the way the community is, all the support, it really feels like home when I'm with other individuals, whether it's one-on-one or as a group at a case study or out and about visiting houses, and also just getting to know the leads is phenomenal. And I think it's a wonderful organization you created have been able to foster this, you and Lynn, foster this type of community. And I love it. Thank you.
Have you been able to, being as busy as you are with your family, have you been able to get to any of the networking events other than the expo?
So I've made it to a couple of case studies, which mainly I made them because I was, of course, people at work are seeing what's going on with me. And so they're interested. And I'm still Mr. Talkative at work when I meet members. In fact, I've met some lifestyle members just talking about what I've been doing with real estate. And I've been at the same store for a long time, so I have a lot of regulars. But that happens with just talking to people and getting to know them. And so it's pretty funny when I meet somebody that has heard of lifestyles, and it's kind of cool seeing them again and again now that I know them in two different places.
When you were investing in the multifamily, how many different deals did you invest in? I think you said three.
I went into three. I have to admit, I was eager to get in. So I may have rushed a little bit, but I learned a lot from it. And thank goodness, I've so far been with some good operators. Having met them in person also, one of them we did some online stuff. It was very nice to really get to know the people, the operators, and knowing that I'm in good hands. And so I leaned heavily on that. But the new education and things that we have going on definitely helped me become stronger at analyzing deals. So
okay. So you've got the social aspect. You must be pretty busy just socially with your family, huh? Eight kids?
Oh, yeah. My wife is in Wichita. Our oldest daughter, my second oldest, just had our first grandbaby. So, and I'm taking care of the rugrats here that are left at home. So,
oh, that's funny. So, what's the future here, Arnold? I mean, you've got like 30 seconds left. What's the future?
Well, generational wealth. My community of my own family growing and learning. I have a nephew that is already joined Lifestyles and looking to buy. We went in on one of the deals together, and he's looking to buy his own in San Antonio here in the next year. And my daughter just joined as a Freedom member. So, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to have to cut it off there. Thank you for being on. I really appreciate you sharing your story. And for the rest of you out there, remember this. It's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.